All right, with that, today is Baptism Sunday. And there should be at least somebody who's excited about that. Like four people who are getting baptized, at least. So anyway, I want to just talk about baptism for a couple minutes. And I was thinking about baptism and what it means. And I thought I wanted to read a passage of Scripture that I love. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture from the New Testament on baptism. And so it's in Acts chapter 8. So I was going to read this real quick, and it says this. It says, "As for Philip, who was one of the early church leaders, he says, an angel of the Lord said to him, 'Go south down to the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kandaki, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and walk along beside the carriage.' Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' The man replied, 'How can I, unless someone instructs me?' And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of Scripture he had been reading was this: 'He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth.' The eunuch asked Philip, 'Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?' So beginning with the same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?' He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself further north at the town of Azotus, and he preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea." So one of the things that I thought we could just spend a few minutes talking about was just this passage and kind of working it out for us as to why there are some people today getting baptized. And one of the things we talked about last time that we had a baptism was we talked about how baptism really is a way that followers of Jesus connect themselves with Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so even in the baptism picture, like when you watch people go into the water and they hang out there for about 5 to 7 minutes to make sure that it's taking, and then the people getting baptized are like, "What? I did not sign up for that part. Like, wait, is there a waiver?" Yes, there will be a waiver. But as they're in the water and they're being, in a sense, buried, they come up in the same way that Jesus was resurrected. And so it's a really beautiful picture for us as a church and for followers of Jesus to say, hey, that's what's happening as people are identifying themselves with Jesus. They're saying, yes, I want to be a follower of Jesus, and I want the world to know that. But then what's really cool is in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul oftentimes, he tells people, don't you remember you were baptized? That's oftentimes what he says to churches. He says, don't you remember when you were baptized, you identified with Jesus? So baptism's great too, because 15 years from now, or maybe in a couple days, and you're feeling really, really down, and you're just struggling, you can remember this moment. This moment today is a moment that's like an etch on your life journey. And that's why it's such a big thing for us as a church to do it together. So like we did last time, when people go under the water and they come out, what happens when they come out? We get a little excited. Like, it's okay to be like, woohoo, or woohoo, you know, depending on who you are. But like, it's a really big thing. And so last time we had baptisms, it was amazing. I mean, we got to experience it together as a church. And so we're going to have the same thing happen today too. But I wanted to just talk about this for a couple minutes here. Is what's really interesting in this passage is the thing that stood out to me is this, is the Ethiopian eunuch, and children, ask your parents what a eunuch is later, because they'll tell you. But an Ethiopian eunuch is coming along and sees the water and then says this, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? Why can't I be baptized? And it's a really great question, and I'll tell you why. As a pastor, it's probably one of the coolest things to hear someone say something like, hey, can I get baptized? Because we just love saying, no, you can't, because it just feels powerful, right? Like, no, I'm sorry. No, I mean, that's what we want. We love hearing people say things like, hey, would you pray for me? You know, it's not like we sit around not wanting that. That's what we want. And I remember a few years ago, I was actually conned into doing youth ministry. And so I was youth pastoring for a minute, and God bless those people, right? Can we give them a round of applause or something? I mean, it's a gift. And I was sitting there with this high school girl, and she was asking me, she's like, so, you know, who is this Jesus guy? I've never heard of this Jesus stuff, you know, and she had never heard any of it. So I started telling her the story of Jesus, and she's like, well, so, like, he loves me? And I was like, yeah, he loves you, okay? And so anyway, and she kept asking all these questions, and I was just answering them. And then finally she said, well, how do I become a follower of Jesus? And then all of a sudden it dawned on me that, like, she was actually really interested in becoming a follower of Jesus. And I'm like, hold on, let me think about that for a minute. I had to remember, like, what I was actually supposed to do. And then I started sharing with her how much God loves her and how much Jesus wanted to have a relationship with her. She makes this decision to follow Jesus and then starts begging to get baptized. And I remember feeling like, this is amazing. Because normally it's like, please, I beg of you, will you love Jesus? Please, would you like to get baptized if I give you money? If we give you money, would you get baptized? I mean, that's the feeling. And so it was really amazing to see somebody who actually was initiating a following Jesus all on their own. And it was an amazing moment, and she went on and got baptized. And so when I read this story, it's like, it's every follower of Jesus' dream that you would be able to share Jesus with somebody, and then they would respond positively and say, hey, why can't I get baptized? There's water right here. Why don't I get baptized? So I love that part of the story, because everybody that's getting baptized today, they are the ones who are making decisions to get baptized. They've said yes to Jesus, and they want to get baptized. But there's a couple of things that I kind of observe in this passage that kind of helps us see maybe how it applies to us. Maybe you're not getting baptized today, but how does this apply to you? This is some things I noticed. First of all, the Holy Spirit was at work, and the Holy Spirit was also at work in the background, telling Philip to go and to walk and to come in contact with the Ethiopian eunuch. So the Holy Spirit's at work. So question for you would be, is the Holy Spirit at work in your life? Next, the Ethiopian came to understand a bit about Jesus. Now, I'm going to venture to guess that there's no possible way that the Ethiopian earned a doctorate of ministry or a doctorate of theology in that conversation. Is it safe to say that? Right? So what did the Ethiopian know? Well, the Ethiopian knew a little bit about Jesus. And I can tell you the message that I think the Ethiopian got from Philip was that first, Jesus came to this earth. Jesus lived perfectly sinless life for 30 plus years. He did what you and I can't do. And then Jesus willingly went to the cross, was crucified, and after he was crucified and considered dead, he was buried in a tomb. And then 3 days later, Jesus was raised from the dead. That is the gospel or the good news of the kingdom, is that that's what happened. And so the Ethiopian was like, all right, and he did that for me? Well, what's to stop me from getting baptized? So the Ethiopian knew a little bit about Jesus, but was not a professional. Number three, the Ethiopian decided to follow Jesus. That's the point of the text, I think. And then finally, the Ethiopian asked to get baptized. And I just love that. So maybe here's a question for all of us in this room for just a second here. Why can't I get baptized? If you have not been baptized, that's the question. Why can't I get baptized? Well, I think there's a number of things that keep us sometimes from being baptized. I mean, let's be honest. One of them probably is pride. You know, like I had this one friend who was like, I want to get baptized, but I just don't want to be in front of all those people and getting baptized. And I said, well, hey, let's talk about that. And we were able to filter through that. You know what? It was no longer pride. A lot of it for her was just she didn't want to get baptized in a large group. Guess what? The Ethiopian didn't get baptized in a large group. He got baptized in a river with a couple people. So if that's you, it's okay. This hot tub can be here on a Monday or a Wednesday. Amen? So it doesn't just have to be on Sunday morning. All right, so that's one thing. And I think there's a lot of other reasons. But the biggest reason why people oftentimes don't get baptized is because they're not yet ready to make a profession or make it public and make it a serious thing. And so that's why I think it's really important for us when we think about baptism, is we think of baptism as a church, is it's a response to Jesus, and it's an act of obedience and surrender. And that is really what the Christian faith is all about. Worship is about obedience and surrendering to Jesus. And the things that I love about Jesus, and I love about the kingdom, and I also love about the spirituality that we have in the vineyard, is that we're all in process, right? Like, it might take somebody one time to hear about Jesus, to make a decision to get baptized. And for other people, it might be years where you're just kind of slowly moving forward and you're learning about Jesus. But here's the good news. Jesus loves everybody. And he's totally cool with people taking time and processing and journeying with him. And so this morning, this is what we're going to do in a second here. We have four people currently signed up and ready to go to get baptized. And they've made a decision. They have been praying. They've been talking. They've been, working out probably. I don't know. And they've been just getting ready. And that's great. And we're super excited about that, right? Are we excited about that? Yeah. It's awesome. But here's the reality. In this room, there might be some other people in this room that want to get baptized too. And we want to just say, you're totally welcome to do that. And we'll have a space for that in a second here. But more importantly than anything, and this is what I'd love to invite you to maybe close your eyes and think about, is this question. Where are you at with Jesus? Like, where are you at in the area of having a relationship with Jesus? Like, you know, maybe you're, I went to church for a long, long time. And it wasn't until I was quite a bit older in life where I started to actually understand that Jesus loved me. And he loved me for who I was and for who I could be with Jesus. And that it wasn't based off of like my parents' faith or the fact that I'd gone to church a lot or anything like that. Like, he actually just wanted to have a relationship with me. And here's the thing, I just love this about the kingdom of God, is that there's always this invitation throughout scripture and throughout, I think, the history of the church, where people are being welcomed and invited into having a life transformative relationship with Jesus. And I can stand here this morning and tell you this, and it was like as we were singing those songs this morning, I was just meditating on it and reflecting on it, is that God's love for us is so great and so powerful. And so it doesn't matter what your background is or where you're from or who you know. You know, being a follower of Jesus is about saying yes. It's about saying yes to him. And so with everybody's eyes closed for a minute here, and just, you know, just, but this is between you and God. This isn't going to be one of those things where you have to run forward and tackle someone to get an ornament off the tree. But where are you at with Jesus? Has it been a long time since you've connected with him and really sensed his presence, or maybe thought about God's great love and God's great grace for you? Maybe it's been something in your life where you've just gone to church and that's kind of been like, oh, that's what I do. And this might be the first time that you've ever heard or really been invited to, there's so much more into a life with Jesus. Like, he actually wants to have a relationship with you on a regular daily basis. And so if you're here with that, I'm just going to tell you right now, you can start that right now. Like, you don't have to do any crazy ninja moves or memorize a catechism or go to a certain church. What it's really about is having a relationship with Jesus and saying yes. And so in the Bible, it says this, is what I love, what the Apostle Paul says. He says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so salvation is like one conversation away all the time. And that yes doesn't have to be you standing up and screaming it right now. It can be like this afternoon as you just get away and you start thinking about, hey, where am I at with Jesus? Or it could be right now as you're just thinking and reflecting on that. Because here's the cool thing about God, is that he can read your thoughts. And so if you say yes on your heart, he hears that. He understands that. And you start this dialogue and this conversation with God that just keeps on going. It's really cool. So if that's something you want to do this morning, we just want to let you know that that opportunity is available. And I would love to talk to you about it. I know there's other people in our church that would totally feel confident and comfortable talking to you about Jesus and what Jesus has done for you too. So Father, I just pray now for anybody in this room that maybe has no church background or has a ton of church background, has been connected with you in the past or has never really known you, Lord. I just pray that right now, your Holy Spirit would prompt them. There'd be something in their heart that just says, yes, I want to learn more about Jesus. I want to make a decision. I want to take a stand. I want to just move forward. Whatever that yes leads to, God, would you just have your way there? And we thank you, Lord, also for the people that are going to be getting baptized in a minute here. They have done that. And we're here to not only witness it and to be a part of it as a community, but we're here to celebrate your work. And so we just thank you for this opportunity. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the people who are getting baptized come on up here, as well as we have a number of people that are going to help us do these dunkings. Yeah, full on, under the water. All right. So I'm really glad that Narissa's getting baptized because she says she's been crying all week, and I'm like, oh, we're going to get you to cry in front of everybody. Yeah. So what we'll do is we got Chris coming up here too. And just really quick, so what we do at the Vineyard here is we baptize, you know, the word baptizo in the Greek, it means to literally go under or to be immersed. And so we got this hot tub at 102 degrees right now. We might not be able to get Narissa out of the baptism tank after it, but we're going to do that. And so we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as a church. And people are being baptized because they're responding to Jesus. So we're going to help you in and get you going. So Narissa, do you want to say anything at all?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes, please
okay.
Do.
I had an opportunity to be touched by the Holy Spirit in Africa, and he's just been really working in me. And I'm so thankful to be here and have my friends and family at this moment. So thank you.
And if you guys want to, just so you know, you're not going to mess anything up if you want to come over here and take video, just so you know. We can wait. We have literally all day. Awesome. Cool. All right, so we're going to have you get down there, sit down. Yeah.
Right. I'm glad it's not.
All right, so plug your nose and you're ready. We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Needs to move, feel free to do that. Like, it's a party. All right, next up we have Amber. Now, I just want to say about Amber, she is amazing. She's part of our core group, and so we've gotten to really know her well. Yeah, the four people in our core group are really excited about this. But do you want to share anything at all?
I've been kind of avoiding this for a while, but I'm glad that I'm making the decision now.
Awesome. We're excited too. All right. So you're going to plug your nose again, sit down, and then we got people behind you. So, all right, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You'd barrel cannonball or a belly flop or something. Do you want to share anything at all? No? He's like, no. That's totally cool. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have your dad baptize you, and it's gonna be awesome. So. Anybody else that would like to get baptized this morning? anybody at all. Going once. All right. Well, that's totally okay, right? Because we just had three people get baptized, and that was pretty awesome. So let's do this. Let's just pray as a church for those folks, just for their continued growth. Father, we just pray now for each one of those people, Lord. I pray for Caden, for Amber, for Narissa. I pray that, Lord, you would continue to grow them and to shape them into the image of Jesus, and that they'd become more and more like you, as is our goal and our desire and our hope. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit's at work in their lives, and we pray that you would work more. And we thank you for that. Bless them and just encourage them in the coming weeks in the name of Jesus. I pray that in your name. Amen.